Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy.
Hi,
Hello.
Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
This is Mike. I'm calling about a potentially unauthorized charge, or maybe a charge that was done in error on my card.
Okay, and can you verify for me, please, your last name and your address?
Sure, it's Novikov, Novikov. Address is 320 East 58th Street, apartment 1C, New York, New York 10022.
Okay, now I have 236 East 36th Street, apartment 1C.
Yeah, that's not my address.
Okay, did you ever live there? Is that a previous address?
Nope.
Okay, now the phone number you're calling in from, it does match 917-270-6389. What's your email address?
Michael.a.novikov.
A Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the information I have also. I show that you called in canceled today. Let's see, hold up for one moment. Okay, so your account was already canceled and refunded.
Yeah, but this charge is not. I don't know. Like, there was a different charge I was refunding, but not this charge.
Okay,
it
looks like
wasn't
you
this
were.
charge too.
What charge are you speaking of?
There was I think 5497 is getting refunded, but then there's a 795 charge for on the 25th.
Okay, the 24th
of January.
Okay, I would have to transfer over to the fraud department. One moment. Okay, and before I transfer to the fraud department, you're stating that you did not complete a survey, entered in any type of contest.
No, I went through a survey, and then it said delivery free, and it was like iPad Pro, and that's all it
said. Oh,
That's
okay.
Yes,
that's what it. So it's not fraud. That's what the charges were for. The $7.95 is the shipping and handling, and then the $54.95, $97.
And that was never shipped either.
Now you're that's for like a that's for entry each time that you are billed to $54.97. That's for an entry for the contest.
Wow. Like none of that is like I don't, maybe that's in the fine print, but there's some serious like false advertising on this thing. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to just it's $7.95. I'd like to just refund this and prevent any other.
Okay, I wouldn't be able to provide you with a refund of the $7.95, but the representative that you did previously speak to, they did refund the $54.97.
$54.97, correct.
Correct, but I can't refund the $7.95.
But you guys haven't shipped anything.
Right,
it's for
the entry of being able to win the phone. It's you're not going to be sent anything. So each time you would have paid $54.97, your name and information would have been submitted for the entry to win the phone.
Oh, okay. That is. All right, that's really like.
But again, that information was disclosed in the terms. So the representative probably provided you with the refund as a courtesy because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for.
I had to call Mission Lane. I had to call my credit card company to do that. And that's why it wasn't a representative at this number.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So now are you saying that you disputed the charge?
It was disputed and it was reversed,
Oh, I see. Okay. So now if you disputed the charge, there's nothing we can do. You would have to have your...
Well, not this one. This one, They said I'd have to go directly to you guys because that's like an entry fee, which, look, I mean, this is like, I mean, I'm almost like ready to like post all over the internet about this because it's crazy. This is like the worst false advertising I've ever seen. It tells you that you're going to get charged shipping and handling for an iPad Pro, and that's it. It doesn't tell you that you are making an entry. It tells you that you want. And, like, I'm sure there's something in the fine print, but there are laws against that. And, like, I know it's $7.95, but, like, that just pisses people off. That's just it's not the right way to do business.
I mean, so, I understand from a consumer standpoint, but, you know, whenever you order anything, you have to read over the terms.
Oh, no, nobody does. But nobody reads over the nobody reads over that type of stuff. And, like, courts are going to side with that, and they have before many, many times. Like, if I were you guys, I would refund $8 or I'm going to make a huge fucking mistake.
Now, I heard you say that you had disputed the charge. So there's nothing we can do in reference to the dispute. You would have to have your bank or credit card company call
in. Well,
no,
they say go to merchant first because merchant can decide, hey, should this be charged or not? And, you know, this is the direct line of the merchant. So, you know, you guys.
So they told so you were going to dispute and then they told you to call us first. Is that what you're saying? Okay, hold the line for one moment, please.
This one charge right here, this particular one,
Okay, so what did you dispute? Did you dispute the $54.97?
They had no problems making that dispute. But this one.
No, okay, so you disputed the $54.97 is what you're saying.
I did.
Correct?
Okay.
Now I can't do. I understand. Now, hold on for one moment. But because you disputed even the $54.97 charge, you would have to have your bank representative contact us just to confirm that there's no dispute, and then we would be able to assist you with a credit.
No, but all you see is you've only gotten a dispute for $54.97. You haven't gotten a dispute for anything else.
We haven't even received the dispute yet. I just showed that you called in and spoke with the representative. So
I could do it through you guys. Yeah, and then the representative. Okay, maybe I got it mixed up. And then the representative said that one stays.
I just need to know if you disputed with your bank, a credit card company. You said you did.
Now I'm getting confused because you're telling me that you guys have a record of me calling in, disputing it, and getting a refund. So
No.
I'll go with what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I called Mission Lane or if I called you guys to dispute that, but this one, I'm pretty sure I called Mission Lane on that one.
That's your bank or credit card company. Just have them give us a call just to confirm that there's no dispute, and then we would be more than happy to provide you with the refund. But in the meantime, your account's canceled. You won't have any additional charges.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Is there like a number I can reference for this?
Your order ID number, I can provide you with that.
Oh, okay. One second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Your order ID number, it's 258-850-431.
431.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay.
That's an order ID, right?
Yeah. Yes, 258-850-431.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.